Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Sachem Dav Nun Dalad, and we are starting Nun Gimel Bay. It's about 5 lines off at the bottom, about the 2 dots with the words Istana Yotani and Vilnitzur Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Mem Vav Amar Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said that the pole or the spit of wood placed into the mouth of the Karim Pesach runs all the way through the body and then comes out by Beis Nukvasa, its rectum. Then we had Machlux, Rabbi Yisigli, and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yisigli held that the Karim B'nei Me'ayim, the legs and the insides, are placed inside the body of the Pesach and roasted like that, whereas Rabbi Kiva said, no, that's considered like cooking it, so they're placed on the outside. So first things first, the Gemara tells us, we have a brass that tells us, that it's all the way around. This pole, the spit, is first inserted into the backside, and then it runs all the way through until it reaches the mouth of the Karim Pesach. Seems to be the opposite of the Mishnah. The answer is, no stira, according to the Tanya of this brassa, he goes and turns it around. In other words, first the spit is placed inside, like we said in the Mishnah, from the mouth till the back, and then it's roasted with the mouth facing downwards, so that all the blood can drip downwards and not be reabsorbed by the body. And then, after it's roasted, it's taken out and put back in the other way and then flipped around, so whatever juices are left will drip out that way, so there's no stira. Now we ask Kinshitz Rabbi Yisai Glili, who again holds that we take the Karayim and Remeayim and put them inside the Karim Pesach, inside its cavity, and roast it like that. The question is, Ma, what's his svara? Why does he allow this? Obviously, he's basing himself off the Pasuk that says, Kim Sliesh Roshai Al Krav Al Kirbai, and we're going to see later on, he holds that means literally inside the animal. The question is, why is this okay? How is this considered roasting it by fire? It's inside the animal. And so we have two options. Either do we say ki yarech avel avel Rabbi Yisai Glili? Rabbi Yisai Glili treats it like a thick thigh. We know that the thigh of the animal is the thickest part, and only the outer part of the thigh is exposed to the fire, whereas the inner part of the thigh, that's not exposed to the fire, but still it's perfectly fine. It's considered like it's roasted by the fire. And that's the same thing with the karam the bnei me'ayim. When they're put inside the cavity of the animal, it's no different than a thick piece of meat. Oy kray darash, or does he darshan the pasuk? What does the pasuk say? Rosh al krav al kirbay, as we just quoted. And basically, it's exercise because it tells us that these parts have to be inside the animal, and even though they're not being touched by the fire, it's okay. So the Gemara no doubt on top asks, man nafik b'neun, what's the practical nafkamina between these? Answer number one is, sloy b'gdisha chulin. Let's say he took the kirayim b'nei me'ayin and he roasted them inside a gedi of chulin. In time, if you want to say, ki yarech ave ave le'er b'yaseh glili, the b'yaseh glili treats it like ki yarech ave pasul. It's pasul, because that's only kosher if he roasts it in the Karim Pesach, because that's considered like a thick piece of meat of the Karim Pesach. But here he's roasting it in a gedi of chulin, so wouldn't it be kosher? Whereas in Tamar Kray Darash, everyone would say he's darshing the pasuk, Rosh al Krav al Kirbay, kosher would be kosher, because the drash of the pasuk is that you could place it on the inside of the animal, and it's considered like being roasted by the fire that way. And even though it's not in the Karim Pesach, it's still considered like it's being roasted by fire, so it would be okay. Another nafkamina would be, Chatach Menu Basur Tzlayabai. Let's say cut a piece of meat off of the Karim Pesach itself, placed it inside the cavity, and roasted it like that. In Tamar Kiyari Chava Avilay Rabbi Yisai Glili, if you want to say the reason why Rabbi Yisai Glili says it's okay to put the Karim B'nei Me'ayim inside because like a Yarech Aveh, so kosher, the situation would be kosher, because taking a piece of meat from somewhere else in the Karim Pesach, putting it inside, it's still considered like it's being roasted by the fire. Whereas in Tamar Kray Darash, if you want to say we're darshing the Pasuk, Rosh Al Krav Al Kirbay, Pasul, this would be Pasul, because that drasha is only for Karim B'nei Me'ayim and not for a different part of the Pasuk. We have another nafkamina. Let's say it's Tzloyoy Behevel Shal Kedera, that's proper girsa. Let's say he roasted the Karim Pesach with the heat of a pot, which basically means he put a very large pot on a fire, and then he hung the Karim Pesach inside that pot, and it got cooked from the heat of the pot. He didn't cook it in the pot. He didn't put any water inside and literally place it in the pot. It's still in the airspace of the pot, like it's in the oven that it was roasted in, but just from the heat of the pot and not from the direct heat of the fire. So in Tamar Kiyarech Avalir B'yaseh Glili Pasul. If you want to say the reason why putting the Kirayim B'nei Me'ayim inside is okay is because you basically treats it like a Yarech Avel, like this thick piece of meat that the outside is touched by the fire and the inside is not, this would be Pasul, because there's no fire here. It's not being roasted by the heat of the fire. It's being roasted by the heat that's swirling around the inside of this pot, because the pot's on the fire. Whereas in Tamar Kray Darsh, you want to say Darshan is the Pasuk of Rosh HaKrav Al Kirbay, Kosher would be Kosher, because the simple Gzeres HaKasov, that even though the insides are not being touched by the fire, they're still Kosher. It's the same thing with the whole Karim Pesach. Even though it's not being touched by the fire, since it's being roasted, albeit indirectly, but it's still by the heat of the fire, because the fire is heating up the pot, and then that heat is causing it to get roasted, so then it would be Kosher. Ask more, how could you suggest this? Loi Kein Tani, Tzli Eish, V'Letzi Kedera? The way Verbrasi teaches us Beferush, that the Pasuk says Tzli Eish, has to be roasted directly by the fire, and not roasted by the pot itself. In fact, you can have a Havmini, this is Kosher. And the answer is, Shani Lo B'nei Gea B'Gufa Shel Kedera, it's different when it touches the actual pot. This is a case we're going to have later on, when part of the Karim Pesach touches the oven it's being roasted in, so that part has to be peeled off. It's not kosher, because it's considered like it was roasted by the heat of the oven, and that's what we're referring to. Since it actually touched the pot, or touched the element that it was being roasted in, so that's possible. But when we just have the Karim Pesach hanging in the airspace of a very very hot pot and it got roasted by the heat, but not because it actually touched the wall of the pot, then it would be beseder. Now, what do we see from here? Hada amar kari darash. We see based off this answer, there are basically darshins based off of this pasuk, this gzeres hakasov, that the kram b'nei ma'ayim have to be inside, even though they're not being roasted directly from the fire, because we see based off this question of tzli yish letzli kedera, that the answer is, oh, it's no problem. As long as it didn't touch the pot that it was getting cooked in, it's okay to get roasted just by the heat that's swirling around, even though it's not by direct fire. So we clearly see that this is Rabbi Yosi Glili's svara. Now we get to discussion what the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Glili and Rabbi Kiva is. Why do they not say like each other? So first the Gemara sets up that Akam Baitim, and everyone agrees that bit alav with the word alav shehu samach, that means next to it. For example, in the beginning of Bamidbar, when the pasuk is describing how the Bnei Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, it says va'alav mate so and so, and this means next to him is such and such shevet. So there's one shevet, and then it says va'alav, and next to the shevet is shevet so and so. So everyone agrees that the word alav means next to. Ma'pligin, what's our machlokes? Be'al, with the word al, such as in this pasuk when it says roishai al kirav al kirbay. What does that word al mean? Does it mean next to, like Rabbi Kiva holds, or does it mean inside or mamish together with it, like Rabbi Yosi Glili holds? And this machlokes which is brought out in regards to lechem aponim. We know lechem aponim, the 12 showbreads, if you will, were brought every single week in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, and the pasuk says there has to be two bazicha levina, two spoons of frankincense that has to be brought along with it. And he uses the word al. It says v'nosato al hamarechas levina zaka. The question is, what's al? So Rabbi Shaul says al hamarecha samach l'marecha. Then when it says al marecha, it means next to the marecha. We have the shulchan, and then there's two stacks of lechem upon him, six and six, and in between these two stacks on the shulchan itself, that's where the levina is placed, and that's Abishol, that's next to al, which is the same thing as alav. Whereas Rabban Amr and the Rabban say al marecha al gaga shel marecha. Al marecha means literally on top of the marecha or with the marecha. It has to be together, and the only way that could be done is if it's placed on top of the marecha, on top of the bread. And what do we see from here? Asid Abishol Kribi Kiva, Rabban and Kribi Yosi Glili. Abishol and Rabbi Kiva are saying the same thing, and Rabban and Rabbi Yosi Glili are saying the same thing. Abishol, who says al means next to, that's Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, that the Kiraim v'nei me'ayim are just next to the Karban Pesach. They're not placed inside of it, they're just placed on the spit. Whereas Rabbanon, who hold that the Shnei Bazichel Avoyna of Lechem Apanim goes on top of them, that's just like Rabbi Yosi Glili, who holds that the Kiraim v'nei me'ayim go inside the Karban Pesach. And we have another Shita, Rabbi Yami Rebbe says, Afilo Asan Shnei Sudarn Shal Arbasrei, even if he ended up making two columns of 14, meaning 7 and 7, Reinas Al Yoyna is Ki'ilu Einon, V'atachtoin is K'sheirais, we look at the upper ones as if they're not there, and the lower ones are kosher. And we see from here that Rebbe holds like Abishol, because he just told us that let's say instead of making 12 lechem aponims, two columns of 6, they made 14 lechem aponims, two columns of 7. It's not possible because we view the upper ones as if they're not there. Now the only way this is possible is if the levina is in between the two rows like Abishol, because if it was on top of them like the chamim, then there would be a chatzitza. So we see that Rebbe holds like Abishol. Nundalam is on top, we continue discussing this. Rebbe Yisrael Rabban says B'shem Rebbe Yechanan that Rebbe v'Abishol b'shitas Rav Meir b'shulchan. Rebbe and Abishol are going like Shitas Rav Meir in the Shulchan. What's this referring to? So in general, we know there are 6 tefachim to an amma. However, there's machlokes Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the amma measure used in kalim of the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, if it was 6 or only 5 tefachim. Rav Meir holds with 6 and Rabbi Yehuda 5. Now the Torah tells us that the Shulchan was 1 by 2 ammas, so according to Rav Meir, that means that it was 12 tefachim long, and the lechem upon him we know were 5 tefachim, so 2 columns placed lengthwise on the Shulchan only takes up 10 tefachim, and the remaining 2 in the middle were for the Bezich Elevoina. Clearly Rebbe and Abishol hold like Rav Meir, because they held the Levoina, went in between the 2 columns, not on top of them. And we have another discussion. Toich bar de Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin says the Karban Pesach was called Toich bar. Toich means inside, bar means outside, and that's because, as we're going to see in a moment, Reb Tarfin holds like Rabbi Yosi Glili, that the legs of Bnei Me'ayim were put on the inside of the Karban Pesach, hence why it's called Toich bar, inside, outside. Whereas Reb Shmuel says, Mekolas, the Karban Pesach is called Mekolas, which is the lashon of a copper helmet, and he clearly holds that the Karban Bnei Me'ayim are on the outside of the Karban Pesach near its head, making it look like it has a hat or helmet of sorts. And that's exactly what the Gemara says. Pay attention to the name switch over here. Asid Reb Tarfin, Kirab Yesa Glili. Reb Tarfin holds a Kirab Yesa Glili. The Karban Bnei Me'ayim went inside, and Reb Shmuel, Kirab Kiva. Reb Shmuel holds a Kirab Kiva. We have another discussion, and really the next word is not ditani, but tani, because it's something brand new. It refers to whether or not, Bizman Hazeh, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, are we allowed to have a Gedi Makolas, or are we allowed to have a roasted Gedi on Lel Pesach? So tani, we have a brass, Reb Yesa Glili Amir, tells us, Ezui Gedi Makolas, what is a Gedi Makolas? Kulai Tzli, Rosh Al Krav Al Kirboi. The entire thing has to be roasted with its Karban in the insides, placed on top of the head like the regular Karban Pesach. That is usher to have nowadays, and that's because people are going to think that this is actually the Karban Pesach, which means that you're allowed to have Kachim, and then people are going to end up designating an animal as Kachim, kodshim even throughout the year, not just on Erev Pesach. And then that's obviously an issue of eating kodshim b'chutz, kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, no copying the Karim Pesach precisely on Leil Pesach, so we don't run into this issue. However, shalak mikzas, so bishal mikzas, ain't zagdi makolas, if part of this gedi was overcooked or was regularly cooked, and then the rest of it was roasted, that's not a gedi makolas, and that's not a problem having Leil Pesach. Also, machnisin gedi makolas b'leil yontav rishon shal chag, v'yontav achron shal Pesach, one is allowed to make a full-fledged gedi makolas for the first night of Sukkot or for the last night of Pesach, and that's because no one's going to think it's a Karim Pesach. It's not time to have a Karim Pesach. And also, machnisin egel makolas b'leil yontav rishon shal Pesach, one is allowed to have a fully roasted calf on the first night of Pesach, avoloi gedi makolas, just not a gedi. Because again, if it's a gedi, people might confuse that, thinking that it's a real Karim Pesach, bizman hazeh, when we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and then they're going to think you're allowed to have kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash, but if it's an egel, which can't be a Karim Pesach anyway, then we don't have that problem. And Tanu, we have a braisa, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef tells us, toides ish roimi, that's a proper girsa, toides from Rome, hinigas anshei roimi, he accustomed the people of Rome, shu oichlin gedi makolas and b'lei psachim, that they should have a gedi makolas on Leil Pesach. Now, shol chom, the chom sent him a message, and they told him, ilulish at toides, if you were in toides, lo yinu menadon oisach, what you think we wouldn't put you into chayrim, that we wouldn't excommunicate you, what you're doing is terrible. Now, first we have to explain Mao Taidais. Who exactly is this Taidais? What's his story? Why is it the Chachamim didn't put him into Nidoy? They should have excommunicated him. Is it because he was a big Talmud Chacham, he was very Chashuv, or is it because he was a scary fellow? And so Rav Chananya answers, that's because he would send money, Parnasa, to the Rabbanon, and therefore they had a very high respect of him. That's why they weren't Menada him. Now, they explained to him why he really did deserve Nidoy, because Loi Nimseis Mavias Harabim Ludei Achilles Kachim B'chutz, doesn't it turn out that you're going to bring people to have Kachim outside the Beis HaMikdash? Shakal Mavias Harabim Ludei Achilles Kachim B'chutz, Sarch Nidoy. Anyone who brings people to eat kachim outside, they deserve to be excommunicated. And as we explained before, if we make a gedi makolas Leil Pesach, people are going to say, wow, this is the Karma Pesach. We don't have Beis HaMikdash, so it must be that we're allowed to bring kachim when we don't have Beis HaMikdash, and that's a big problem. We continue with this theme. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, B'shem Rav, Zoysa Marisis tells us, Sha'asra la adam blaymel chaveroi, a person is not allowed to tell his friend, Hey lochas hamayis, take this money, but save a kachel cha bohem basar la Pesach, and go and use them to purchase meat for Pesach. This is obviously Erev Pesach, and he's not allowed to tell his friend, please go to the butcher for me and buy some meat for Pesach, because people are going to think, wow, this really means for the Karim Pesach. Aval Omer Hulai, but he is allowed to tell him, Hey lochas hamayis alalu, take this money, but save a kachel bohem basar litzlayis, and please buy some meat for me for roasting. As long as he doesn't say, please buy meat for Pesach for me, he could say, please buy meat for roasting, and that's not a problem. Now we talk about something that brings us back to our original machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Glin, Rabbi Kiva, Rav Imi Bai. Rav Imi has the following, Garfa Sataner, Vitzalya Bai. Let's say he raked all the coals out of the oven and he roasted the Karim Pesach in it. We have this tall cone shaped oven, which the Karim Pesach was lowered into. He put coals in it, lit them on fire, the oven's boiling hot, then he takes the coals out. It's now simply retaining its heat that was in there before, but there's no actual heat source, and that's how he roasted the Karim Pesach. Is that okay, or does there actually have to be real fire? Does there have to be burning coals in it? So Rav Yirmi clarifies, Matsui Chalek, Rabbi Yosef Glili. Who's this a question in? Only according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, who had said the Kiraim B'nei Me'ayim go inside the Karim Pesach. So obviously they don't have to be roasted by fire, because it's not possible for them to be roasted by it. They're located inside the cavity, inside the body of the Pesach. So his whole question is, in Shitas Rabbi Yosef Glili, what about the whole Karim Pesach? Is it okay to just be roasted by what we would call the residual heat of the fire that's coming out of the walls of the oven, even though there's no actual fire here? Or does there have to be real fire? Bram Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, Pshitole, it's obvious that it has to be roasted by fire. Rabbi Kiva's whole reason why the Kiraim B'nei Me'ayim have to be placed on the outside of the Karim Pesach is because they need to be roasted directly by the heat of the fire, so of course there has to be coals in the oven. It can't just be hot without coals. However, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Nova, Fila Kribi Kiva Tzrichale, this could be a question even if she disturbs Rabbi Kiva. Why is that? Because Mashal, think about it like as a parable, meaning take the following point and focus on it. Gechalim La'avir HaTanur Nitzel Chatzi Shah, if there's hot coals inside the oven, and a piece of meat or the Pesach is put inside the oven, it's going to take, let's say, a half hour to roast. But Gechalim La'avir HaOilam, if the coals are open and exposed and they're not inside the oven, Nitzel HaShah, it takes a full hour to roast. Nun Hamad Alf on top, Ma Bein Nitzel Miktasei Machz HaTanur, Ma Bein Nitzel Kulay Machz HaTanur. So what would the difference over here be if part of it's being roasted because of the oven, or if the entire thing is being roasted because of the oven? In other words, we see from the fact that when coals are inside the oven, the meat gets roasted quicker than when the coals are on the outside of the oven. It must be, why does it go quicker in the oven? Because there's heat coming off the walls of the oven. It's not just the heat of the coals itself. So you see, they were able to use just the heat of the oven itself to help roast the Pesach. So perhaps we don't have to have the coals in there at all. We could just use the heat of the oven. And so this would be a question even in Shitas Rabbi Kiva. However, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabboni says that no. Tanur eino me'el l'gechalim klum, eino ela machnes hevel. The oven doesn't help at all all if there's no coals. It's the coals that are in the oven which help heat up the oven, and that helps retain the heat much better. And that's why that when there's coals inside the oven and that heat is retained by the oven, so it's cooked in a half hour. Whereas if the coals are just exposed to the open, it's going to take a full hour to roast it. But again, we still need the coals there. You're right, the oven helps retain the heat, but that heat only exists because there's coals there. And therefore, this is not a question Shitas Rebbe Akiva. Of course, we would have to have coals there, which are the real source of the heat. And back to original understanding, this question is only Shitas Rebbe Yosi Haglili. Let's say there's no coals in the oven whatsoever. Could we still roast the Korban Pesach that way? And we don't have an answer to the question. We're going to stop for the day. I pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. Continue to talk about roasting the Pesach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.